Now, right now, Kelly Freed, who is the director of mental health support services in Chesterfield County, has joined us. And Kelly, I guess I've talked to a couple of cops who are friends of mine around the area who've said, yeah, the domestic calls are up, the mental health calls are up. This is a real problem for people who are kind of on the edge anyway. 2 or 3 weeks of isolation and palpable fear about their health is just the kind of thing that can push people over the edge. Is that what you're finding?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, as you said, it's a challenging time for everybody. And so, you know, we're trying to put things in place in a better way to, you know, respect social distancing for those we serve, but we're also trying to do a lot of services for those in the general community because, as you said, everybody is experiencing challenges during this time. You know, just a couple of things that we're doing. First of all, mental health professionals are very much on the front lines, just like public safety staff are. So there have been no changes in our 24-hour crisis services. These services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for anyone who is experiencing a psychiatric emergency. We also provide 24-hour services in residential facilities, caring for those with intellectual disabilities. So, you know, while they are sheltering in place, we still, you know, are very concerned about the virus entering into those types of facilities and doing what we can to prevent that. You know, our building is closed to the general public, but we do see individuals by appointment as needed. We have transitioned all of our counseling services to being provided through phone contact or telehealth options to respect social distancing. But it's really, you know, really important that everybody understand that anyone requesting services will be linked to someone that same day. You know, if they make a call to us, they're going to be talking to a clinician that very time that they call. You know, it is important during this time that medications are available to those who need them. We have so many individuals that also struggle with substance use issues. And so we have medication-assisted treatment that we provide. We have individuals needing injections. And, you know, though those are being provided by appointment only so that we can make sure that we are allowing for safe distancing, we've gotten really creative in how we provide these services. So we have clinics that are occurring sometimes in the parking lot where we can provide injections and medications that way. Just, you know, can't say enough about how all of the staff are pulling together and, you know, trying to find the best way to give individuals the needed services, you know, but at the same time, try to make sure we're doing those in a safe way. You know, I mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, what I've talked about are for those that we typically serve, but for the larger community, our prevention services has partnered with both communications and media with Chesterfield County as well as the Chesterfield County Public Schools, and we're developing a variety of video interviews. These are on various mental health tips as well as parenting tips, you know, that can be placed on social media platforms. I would recommend that individuals look at our Chesterfield County Prevention Services Facebook page because you're going to see all types of topics there that can help, you know, the general public, not just those who may be actively receiving our services.
I was telling the story, Kelly Freed is the director of mental health support services in Chesterfield County. I was telling the story before we went to the commercial break, before you came on, about a friend of mine. He's a great guy. Love him to death. But I know he's got some substance abuse issues, and I have been through this with him in various moments of crisis. For about 20 years. And I've been checking on him, you know, not heavy-handedly, but just, hey, how you doing? Because I could see that at some point with a long period of time kind of in self-isolation on his own, that he could get himself back into some bad habits that could really be, in his case, pretty deadly. What should I do as a friend? I assume I'm doing the right thing by checking on him, but if I start to discern that something's wrong, what should I do?
You absolutely are doing the right thing in checking on him, and everybody should be doing this with their neighbors. What we know is that anybody who is experiencing loss, and loss could be a number of things, you know, a sense of hopelessness, social isolation, that really impacts someone's mental health. And again, if they have tendencies to, you know, have substance use issues or other means, that's going to be challenging. And so there's a lot of advice that I have across the board for everybody to do. I'll go through that in a second, but certainly anybody who is concerned about somebody else, you know, encourage them to seek our services, because, again, we're hoping that, you know, through the social supports that folks have, that that will help everybody get through some of this, but it's not always enough. And so our main intake line for anyone wishing to begin receiving services, and you could obviously call on behalf of your friend and try to get advice from a professional here as well to help you guide him and what he should do if he is not at that point where he feels comfortable calling himself. Our intake line is area code 804-768-7318. And then if somebody is really not coping well and experiencing a psychiatric emergency, our crisis line, which is available 24 hours a day, is area code 804-748-6356. But just to, you know, in general for everyone, you know, this is a very challenging time, you know, and people have different stressors. And so some are financial, you know, people may be working out of their homes for the first time, so they're trying to adjust to that. You know, kids are out of school, and while that might be a good thing for some parents because they are comfortable that their kids are safe at home, you know, other folks are on the front lines and they're having to work. And so now they have the added burden of trying to figure out childcare. You know, there's just a lot of different things that are going on. And that, you know, isn't even the fact of the fear of acquiring the virus that right. everybody is struggling with. And so it's really important that everyone eat healthy to keep your body in top working order. You know, take breaks and exercise when you can, because this really does reduce the symptoms of depression or anxiety that someone may be feeling. Get plenty of light. You know, we've had some really pretty days lately. And so if folks can go outside, you know, the increased light exposure does improve your mood and helps with symptoms of depression. Finding ways to stay connected. Even if you cannot be together face-to-face, you can stay connected to family and friends through phone calls, text messages, video chats. You know, there's book clubs, online trivia games, you know, game nights. You can still have those social interactions. You just need to be able to do that in a different way, such as, you know, finding these virtual ways that we're engaging in now.
I had
a caravan go through my neighborhood, you know, wishing happy birthday to somebody this weekend. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people can do to help there.
Well, thank goodness that the internet is available, because the resources are there right in front of you. And if you can get the energy to do a little bit of searching, you can probably find the help if you find yourself about to slide into a depression. You know what? We're going to put those numbers on our page at WRVA.com. Kelly Freed, who's the Director of Mental Health Support Services in Chesterfield, a lot of great information there. And I hope people will kind of give themselves a little break mentally. It's a tough spot for a lot of folks who are struggling anyway. And if you're finding yourself in that situation, don't beat yourself up. You know, seek out the assistance that you need to get through this and see some happier days in the future. Kelly, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.